It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert with five things you need to know for Thursday, September 19th, 2024. Item number five today, Lebanon. More explosions Wednesday. A second day of communications devices exploding. Devices used almost exclusively by Hezbollah, apparently. This time, walkie-talkies. Reports of at least 14 new deaths, 450 more injured in the second day of explosions. Hezbollah had been relying on encrypted pagers, the devices that exploded Tuesday, leading to nearly 3,000 casualties because older technology was considered immune to Israeli intercepts. The encrypted pagers not as likely to be swept up in communications intercepts by the Mossad, but it has become clear that Mossad has penetrated Hezbollah's telecoms in a very direct way. Basically, Israel blew up Hezbollah's pagers on Tuesday, forcing the surviving Hezbollah members to rely on walkie-talkies to communicate Wednesday, and those being bigger carried more explosives, more of them detonating on Wednesday, and again, 14 new fatalities in addition to the eight or nine that were reported on Tuesday. This may be prelude to a military operation while the internet is having too much fun, really, with this story. I mean, bear in mind, these were detonating sometimes with the owners of the devices in shops or in vehicles on public transport around civilians who had no direct role in the Hezbollah-Israeli conflict. But you can understand why Israel would want to disrupt the command and control structure of Hezbollah. Taking advantage of it as part of a ground operation would seem to make the most sense. If they don't do this, well, okay, they've struck a blow against Hezbollah, but they also have now compelled Hezbollah to rely on older but more secure forms of communications like Hamas used leading up to last October 7th, basically messengers carrying slips of paper instead of any kind of electronic communication. We'll see what happens. Benjamin Netanyahu released a 10-second video message Wednesday afternoon saying, essentially, we've promised to return our citizens to their homes in the northern part of the country, and that is exactly what we are doing. Topic number four, Russia and Ukraine. An overnight Ukrainian drone attack deep inside Russian territory triggered a massive explosion. This was in northwestern Russia's Tver region. It's believed the drone strike hit a Russian munitions stockpile. Reuters described it as an earthquake-sized blast, which resulted in a mushroom cloud, which led some people to say it looked suspiciously nuclear. Just because it's a mushroom-shaped cloud doesn't mean it was a nuclear explosion. If you were hit a weapons depot, you would perhaps generate the same type of a cloud. Anyway, according to the Moscow Times, which is based in Amsterdam, not Moscow, quote, the site corresponds with the location of the Russian Defense Ministry's main missile and artillery directorate arsenal, situated about 300 miles northeast of Ukraine's border, end quote. Now, if true, Russia is likely to view a major attack that far inside its territory as having a NATO hand behind it. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg News reporting that Western diplomats are turning up the pressure on Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to find a plan B, a path to a negotiated settlement that ends the war sooner rather than later. For his part, Zelensky's been lobbying governments of Canada, the UK, and the United States for permission to use long-range missiles to strike deep inside Russia. Vladimir Putin has made it clear that if that were to happen, given that Ukraine cannot target those missiles without help from UK and the US directly, this would be an act of war on the part of NATO. Let's just hope saner minds prevail. Topic number three, Springfield, Ohio. Turns out there's a bigger story in that town of 60,000, now 80,000 with the addition of the 20,000 Haitian migrants, than the Haitians and missing pets. A former Wall Street Journal reporter, Asra Nomani, has published a shocking report that could change the national discussion from Haitians and migrants eating cats and dogs to one that is a lot more sinister. The use of Springfield and perhaps other small towns in the Rust Belt here in the United States as hubs for human trafficking. Quote, the story in this town is not about cats or dogs, it's about mules. It's a twin tragedy of migrant workers from Haiti exploited and locals from Springfield marginalized. This is Nomani writing in the Jewish Journal. Continuing, just about every week since 2019, First Diversity Staffing Group Incorporated has shuttled vulnerable Haitian migrants in unmarked white Ford and Chevy vans from Florida to Ohio, where they're allegedly exploited for cheap labor by companies like Dole Food Company Incorporated. It is a secretive and sinister operation that's gone unchecked for more than 5 years. End quote. Nomani reports that a man named George Ten, referred to as King George, lives in a mansion in rural Ohio, so-called King George because of his opulent lifestyle. Luxury cars, lots of cash, fast talk. For years, apparently, he's been running this ring and making a lot of money. According to Nomani, quote, one Haitian man I interviewed, asked to be anonymous for fear of retaliation, recalled how he was picked up by a driver of one of Ten's vans on a street corner near a Winn-Dixie grocery store in Immokalee, Florida. Forgive my pronunciation there. After the long journey to Springfield, he was dropped off at a rundown home on Rice Street in Springfield, infested with cockroaches. He soon found work through First Diversity at Jefferson Industries Corporation, earning $12.50 an hour. He didn't know how much George Ten skimmed off his wages. The home he lived in had no working heat. He bought an electric heater to survive the cold Ohio winter, the heater barely warming his room. What began as an unverified claim by Trump about migrants eating pets has led to the disturbing truth of alleged labor trafficking and modern-day slavery in Springfield. The Haitians, here legally, are being exploited by mega corporations. End quote. Similar story coming out of Charleroi, Pennsylvania, about migrants being taken in unmarked white vans to work at large corporations. Basically, the Trump team has, perhaps unwittingly, uncovered a bigger story. It's about the federal government. It's not about dogs and cats. It's about the federal government and maybe a shadowy network of non-government organizations, NGOs, dumping migrants in small towns around the country for cheap labor, exploiting migrants, and also crushing the wages for native-born blue-collar workers. This needs to stop. Topic number two, speaking of borders, Sweden, having enough of migrants there, they have announced plans to offer to pay migrants 31,000 euros, that's about $33,500 U.S., to go home in a new voluntary remigration scheme. This is proposed by the center-right government. This will be offered to migrants who voluntarily return home from 2026 onward. Sweden was previously lauded as a migrant magnet known for its hospitality. Well, they've cracked down on the number of new arrivals after a radical cultural shift in Sweden has left a number of areas in that country as no-go zones where Sharia law is practiced. Crime and particularly gang warfare has skyrocketed in the country. Right now, they're trying to bribe people willing to go back to Afghanistan or Syria or wherever. I predict that this type of program will be copied by other European nations soon, and that at some point it will switch from being voluntary to involuntary. As I've said before, history shows us that diversity plus proximity always equals conflict. Coming up, California bans memes. That's next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new work in the Carl Gallup's Ultra Collection. When you order this amazing collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book, Eyes to See. Is our world ready for the coming visitation by the legendary Pastor Carl Gallup's, where for the first time ever, you'll discover what the Israel link truly is and the gravitas prophetic significance it holds in the times we're living in right now. You will learn about the real-life supernatural encounter that will open your eyes to see the spiritual realm like never before. Eyes to See will make certain you are spiritually ready for the coming visitation. And it uncovers massive treasures of astonishing insight previously hidden in Scripture and revealed specifically for our day. You'll also receive the amazing books, The Summoning, Preparing for the Coming Days of Noah, and Glimpses of Glory by Pastor Carl Gallops that take you from the Garden of Eden to Jesus' glorious return, and a cosmic collision of biblical truth that explodes to life upon the tapestry of the mind and soul. For a very limited time while supplies last, you'll also receive the Summoning Companion DVD. Join Pastor Carl Gallops for this incredible, exclusive two-part sermon. From living without fear in the midst of our prophetic age, to the question surrounding what Jesus is telling his people through the prophecy of the fig tree and the return of Israel, this companion DVD is a must-have. These items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $40, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Carl Gallops Ultra Collection.
Item number one today, California bans memes. We've said before that, you know, the left can't meme. They try, God bless their pointy little heads, but they just don't have a sense of humor because everything is offensive. Well, California's legislature there, the assembly taking steps to stop it, and Governor Gavin Newsom has happily signed bills into law that will significantly impact the ability to meme, especially if they're created with artificial intelligence. One of the new laws, AB 2839, will rein in manipulated content that could harm the reputation of a candidate or public confidence in an election's outcome. With the exception of parody or satire. Under this new law, a candidate, election committee, or elections official could seek a court order to get deepfakes pulled offline, could also sue the person who distributed or republished the content for damages. The other bills include AB 2655, which requires technology platforms to have procedures for identifying, removing, and labeling fake content. This also exempts parody, satire, and news outlets that meet certain requirements. But bear in mind, those who decide what constitutes comedy, satire, and parody are the same ones who are writing these bills. And again, they have no sense of humor. So just in case anyone says, this is not really an image of Gavin Newsom eating the Bill of Rights. It is a fake image. Can't be too careful these days. Carl Gallops is our guest on the main Skywatch TV program this week, talking about his new book, Eyes to See. Don't miss it. This is week three of a four-week series, and the book is, well, it is jaw-dropping, like everything Carl writes. Watch it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com, where you find all of our video content. You can also watch it over the air on one of our broadcast networks. Our schedule for broadcast is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got a set-top box, Roku, Apple TV, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel installed and you can watch it there right now. Over the internet, it's at YouTube at Skywatch Television or Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv. Better yet, just bring the content right into your mobile device, smartphone or tablet. Bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. Cut Big Brother out of your life by going right to the source. We've got the app available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It's absolutely free, and we've got links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. 5 in 10 is online, YouTube at 5 in 10, and at X, formerly Twitter, 5@5_in_10. And thank you for watching. As we keep watch, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.